Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, who's the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. Morgan, it's always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Jordan, good to be in here with you.
Well, let's start by talking about an event that's coming up on May 19th. I know this is a very fun thing that you guys do. It kind of goes along with the women's shoot that you guys had last year, right? A little bit different this year, but it's kind of along the same lines.
That's right. Yeah, we try to have something like this every year. Get people who may be new or want some more experience with shooting sports, and so this is the clinic for you if you fall into that category. But this is going to be a women's trap shooting clinic. It's going to be on May 19th, like you said. It's going to be down in Green River. So basically, what this is it's a great way to get started into shotgun shooting. Shooting itself can be challenging if you don't have someone who can kind of guide you along, but this is a great way to get started or to, take your shooting abilities to the next level if you're interested. So May 19th down in Green River, it's going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning with a classroom session. We'll talk about safety. We'll talk about, different ways that shotguns work, different chokes, different loads of ammunition, how to shoot clay pigeons. And then in the afternoon, we'll go out to the shooting range down there, and we'll kind of put those newfound skills to the test and have a good time. So, trap shooting, do you do much trap shooting, Jordan?
I have a couple of times, but not real frequently.
Do you have fun?
Yeah, it's a great time. It's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard, but it's fun.
It's challenging, but it's super fun.
Yeah.
When you see those clay pigeons just kind of turn to dust in the sky, it's super satisfying.
Yeah. I haven't experienced that too often, but it is fun.
No, it's like one time in five for me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But we're super excited about it. Again, this is open to all women ages 12 and older. You do have to register prior to the event. There's a limit of the first 20 people who sign up. Those are the ones who are going to be able to participate. We're asking people to sign up online. You go to, this is a shortened URL. This is bit.ly/women's_trap. So that website again is bit.ly/women's_trap. And if people have questions about this event or they want to know how to sign up, they can call our office at 435-613-3707, and we'd be happy to answer any questions, give them some background, and help them get signed up for this. So we're super excited.
Participation, again, only 20 people, but you say ages 12 and older, so you'll get a pretty good group, I'm sure, of young girls out there as well.
We seem to. Last year we had our Gals and Guns clinic, which we talked a little bit more about handguns and rifles with that clinic, but we do have people who are younger who are just getting into things. We have people who've shot before and they want to learn a little bit more and get some practice. Some people have guns, but they haven't had a chance to practice a lot with them. So, if people have their own shotguns that they want to get better at using, you're welcome to bring those and we'll help you get more familiar with them and get better. So, it's open to people of all experience levels. Whether you've never shot a gun before or you've done it a little bit, you're welcome to come and we'll help you take your abilities to the next level.
With that being said, Morgan, and again, we'll throw that out there one more time. The clinic is on May 19th. Registration is open now, right?
Registration is open now. We've got about 16 spots left with this event. And so, as interest kind of grows with this, those tickets are going to fill up fast.
We
want people to register as soon as they can, and we'll make sure that you have a good time.
Again, we're being joined right now by Morgan Jacobson at the DWR. Let's talk about the ice off at Schofield. You told me you got the report that says the ice is gone.
Yeah, so about last week on Thursday, the ice was about 90% gone from Schofield. There was still a little bit up on the north end, I believe, but the dam cove is completely ice free. Now this may change a little bit with some of the weather that we're having up there. I know it's getting cold, we're supposed to get some snow, but really that the ice is pretty much gone up there. So this is a great time to get out there and get fishing. I know some people have had some pretty good success catching cutthroat trout there in the dam cove. This ice off is a great time to be fishing because those fish are hungry. The water's warming up. They're becoming more active. And so this is a great time to get out there.
Yeah, I know it's kind of a day-to-day thing right now as far as fishing goes. Because, yeah. Look, if it's cold, there's got to be ice out there, right? Like, if it's cold and there's no ice, it just doesn't
match.
It's
kind of weird, yeah. Well, and some of these waters up further on the Manti, you know, they're still buried under a significant amount of snow, you mm-hmm. know. And so it's, you know, Schofield is kind of one of those first ones that we watched to kind of thaw off up close to Skyline Drive. And some of these other ones like Electric Lake, those will follow here pretty soon. Ice off is a great time to go fishing. We talked about Joe's Valley in Huntington North in the past. So, if people have questions about, you know, what kind of tackle or places to fish on the reservoir or current fishing conditions, they can give us a call at our office, 435-613-3707. Or they can go on our website, wildlife.utah.gov, and you can subscribe to fishing reports for southeastern Utah. And that includes everything from Schofield Reservoir south down to the Abajo Mountains. So check it out. Our website has a lot of great resources on fishing and events like this trap clinic. Again, that website is wildlife.utah.gov.
And before I let you go, we got to talk about turkey season. Limited entry is now off and rolling, and the general season is coming up.
That's right. So limited entry started on last Saturday, April 14th, and that's going to go till the end of the month. And then general season turkey hunt, we have no limit on those number of permits. So you can stop by our office on Carbonville Road here in Price, pick up a permit, and the spring general season turkey season will start on April 30th, and that'll go through the entire month of May, all the way to May 31st. So we're super excited. I mean, this is a great time to be a turkey hunter in Utah. We've got turkeys in all kinds of places on our walk-in access properties. A lot of places in Carbon and Emery counties here. So reach out to us if you want advice on places to go or if you want to stop by and get a permit, we'll fill you in on what we know and do all we can to help you have a successful turkey season.
I'm sure it's a very simple process, isn't it, to get a permit for a turkey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can just stop by. You do need a hunting or a combination license, and then it's just the permit. And that permit is good for any bearded turkey. It's super, super easy. Just stop by our office, or you can go online and pick it up online, or I believe you can get those permits at Walmart as well. So there's lots of options, super easy. So we want people to get out and enjoy the extraordinary wildlife resources we have in southeastern Utah.
Well, Morgan, I appreciate you once again stopping by to give us an update on what's happening. And I know we'll talk again here real soon. And tell the women one more time to make sure they register for this free clinic you guys have coming up on May 19th.
Yeah, that's right. We hope people will sign up. Again, the website to sign up for that clinic is bit.ly/women's_trap. We're super excited about it. And thanks for helping us get the word out, Jordan.
Definitely, definitely. Morgan, we'll talk again soon. Thank you again for stopping by.
Sounds good, Jordan.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.